This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, November 13. God, our closest friend. Our reading comes from John chapter 15. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command: love each other. Proverbs 17, verse 17. A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for a time of adversity. One of God's greatest gifts to humanity is relationships. We are created for relationships. We are designed by God to be in community with others. We will meet many people over our lifetime. With some, we will have no more than brief interactions in passing by. And with others, we will have friendly acquaintances. Still others will become friends, even close friends, and others will become companions for life. With some friends, our relationships can feel as close as family, like a brother or sister, and we may love them just like family members. These are friends who will be there in both good times and bad, triumphs and tragedies, times of joy and times of sorrow. Did you know that, in Jesus, God is actually our closest friend? He isn't a passerby who merely sizes us up, or an acquaintance who enters our life from time to time. Jesus is our brother, our closest friend, who gave up his own life so that we can become the adopted children of God, members of God's everlasting family, and co-heirs in his eternal inheritance. Pray with me. Father in heaven, we can't imagine how big your home must be to fit all your adopted sons and daughters in it. Thank you for creating us to be in relationship with others. We look forward to the day when all your children will gather for the ultimate feast in your presence. Strengthen our faith and patience as we wait for that glorious day. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.